On this episode of Movies Ruined My Life, with Captain America Civil War coming to theaters this spring, and with the U.S. presidential race starting to heat up, we decided what better way to celebrate than with our own debate. So this week, it's Captain America versus Iron Man. Now, I do want to add that this episode may contain potential spoilers for those of you unfamiliar with the Civil War storyline in the comics. So I'm warning you now. Spoiler alert.
Can I press the side button now?
Yeah, you can press the side button.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. So this is Devin. This is East. I'm Brandon. And this is our debate on Captain America versus Iron Man. Now, in this debate, Devin is taking Iron Man. I am taking Captain America. And, And East is going to run this show, so if you if you're wondering why I'm actually shutting up for once, it's because I'm afraid that East is going to, you know, take care of me.
Shall we begin?
Shall we begin? I'm going to give the show to you, sir. I don't really need to say anything else.
Okay, boys, I want a good, clean match. It's going to be a fun debate. It's a 10-point game. Tony and Mr. Steven Rogers do not have any of the questions in front of them. I'm just going to be throwing this stuff at them, and it's going to be real nice. It's going to be a surprise, fun evening for us all in this great debate.
Right on. Yeah, this is a Mermel-style debate. Mm-hmm. No fucking prep. Sounds like us.
None. And I don't even think these questions have reference to anything in the movies, so it's going to be
excellent.
Great.
I don't even know who we're talking about. Are they,
Iron character.
Are they in the books? The little books?
So the picture
yeah,
books?
Yeah, the ones with the pictures.
The comics?
And the, yeah.
Shall we begin?
Okay.
As we had the coin toss backstage, who is it who won the coin toss?
I won the coin toss. Cap won the coin toss.
Wonderful.
And I'm letting Devin do his opening first.
Devin.
All right.
Hang on. No questions. We got to do the opening, dude. You're supposed to be running this thing.
Opening arguments?
Yeah, we're just supposed to do, you know.
Growing up, Iron Man... I was pretty into him, just you know, because it'd be cool to have a robot suit. I don't know, is that like?
No, it's not wrong.
And if is my opening bit?
Are you into it now? I thought we were still just like
No,
Steven, okay.
Steven, please allow Tony to finish his opening robot.
So
I thought we were just talking like humans at this point still.
So
I'm letting it grow.
So, I mean, looking at these two guys, we got Iron Man and Captain America. Iron Man has no powers and a pretty big weakness, his heart, mm-hmm. I guess, right?
Yep.
Captain America does have powers. And so, I mean, in a shootout, I guess... I guess Captain America would win, but I think in every other category, I don't know. I just don't know how you could argue him against anybody. I mean, he's such like a propaganda piece. You know, it's
30 seconds.
You know, red, white, and blue costume. You know, the whole. I just don't like him. I that's it, you know. I
you should probably be telling me why you like Iron Man.
Well, but
Tony, you're doing a great job saying why you're the shit right now.
All right, so
and you have 50. You have 10
I just
seconds
feel like
left.
That has wider appeal. It has wider appeal because everybody can love
I
an inventor.
A little longer.
Everyone can love an inventor. Not everybody is that into America. So global superhero, fuck you, Captain America. Iron Man is better. Actually, in a fist fight, yeah, I guess your guy would win. But does that make him not an American asshole? I don't think so. I'm sorry, Americans that listen to this, because Americans, you probably love him, but everybody else is like, shut up about your superhero.
I like Captain America. He's all right by me.
Would you like to keep going?
In
keep
going. Closing. Iron Man.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And with that, Mr. Steven Rogers,
Okay.
I'm going to give you a good 5 minutes here.
5 minutes?
Sure.
How long did you give Devin?
I honestly am not timing this at all.
Oh, you just made it. Okay. Because I can go for 5 minutes, but cap.
You want me to time this? I'll give you three. I'll give you three on the clock.
Okay. Give me three on the clock. Tell me when I'm going.
All right. And you're going.
Okay. Now, seeing as you spent most of your time knocking down Captain America, I'm going to point out something that is a common misconception about this character. This guy is not an American hero. He is whatever a comic book reader needs. And I'll give you four examples just to reiterate my point. And because you said, oh, he wears the red, white, and blue and all this fucking bullshit. Well, he stepped away from the mantle for one after the Civil War storyline. We know this stuff. After he came, well, he was killed in the Civil War storyline. But when he was reincarnated, he stepped away. Bucky kept going as Captain America for a while. Also, he was nomad. We know about that. So that's two. He didn't believe in America, or he didn't believe in their stance. Stepped away. Didn't want to take a side. He wanted to fight for the right. Fight for what he believed was right. And that's always what he's been about. He doesn't like bullies. He says it a million fucking times. Okay. Now, the other thing about this guy, from his inception, he's what North America, but even the world in a lot of ways, needs. Because, like, Captain America issue one, the fucking cover was him punching Adolf Hitler in the face.
Hell yes.
Yeah, right? And America wasn't even in the war at that point during the Second World War. It was just that there was a lot of anxiety in the country and in North America, and he really was, as they kind of make it in the first movie with in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's kind of a figurehead for, like, reassurance that they're on the right course, and that is the case, and it's the same with him throughout the Nixon again, like through Watergate again. He's basically like calling Nixon out during that whole storyline. So he's always been what fans of him particularly need as kind of a blanket. I've got 1 minute left. So I think there's something human and interesting about the character. Obviously, like his parents dying in a car accident. So he's an orphan. He's weak, but he still has this, you know, wantonness to be better. Now, I also love Tony Stark, so it's very hard for me to knock him down. But the big difference between the two of them for me is that Cap is a hero because of his shortcomings. Because he was a fucking loser and, you know, short and weak and sickly and all of these things. And he's an orphan and blah, blah, blah. And he becomes something great with the help of science, yes. But also he's constantly endeavoring to be better. Whereas Tony is a hero despite his vices, despite the alcoholism, which of course is very brave in the comics to go down that road in the first place, but still, despite his chauvinism and women and so forth. Okay. So in any case, Cap is because of his weaknesses make him stronger. And I just think that's a good fucking, that's someone to look up to.
Very good.
Kind of a universal hero thing, isn't it, though? I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
but Cap isn't designed to be your favorite hero. Cap is he's like what I refer to with baseball.
Then we can settle the argument. He's
no,
the best.
Another great American institution.
Well, no, but he's like baseball to me. Where he when you look through the issues of the comic, when you look through the films, like even we're not going to go into it, but like there's a 1944 Captain America like TV series. That it's hilarious because he's like, he's got a gun. He doesn't have a shield. He has a gun. He's just like shooting people.
Yeah.
And I actually watched some of it a couple weeks ago when we were first talking about doing this episode, just trying to think of funny things to say and accomplished nothing. Just wasted like 6 hours. But like baseball to me, he's always either a precursor to what's going on in American society. When you look at baseball, you look at women and their place in society. You know, women playing professional baseball happened in wartime before you ever saw the influx of equality, that mm-hmm. fight for that people are still struggling for today. Racism, these kinds of things. Baseball dealt with all of that beforehand. And the same thing can be said for Captain America. Like, you know, obviously Falcon, we talked about him off air. The introduction of Falcon in the Captain America comic books was right around the time of the human rights movement, you know.
Huge.
Same thing. Like, it's a staple because you can literally open up a Captain America comic or watch a Captain American movie and get am I going to use a Brent line here? Tap into the zeitgeist of the time?
If I could just say one more thing before we move on. And it's something you mentioned a few times in there about how he is tapping into
culture.
Yeah,
don't say it because Brent's gonna think we're making fun of him, which we are.
But he's doing that in an American, from an American standpoint. I mean, you talk about punching Hitler in the face, and I don't think anybody but a Nazi is going to be that upset about that. But during the Cold War era, do you not? I didn't read any Captain America, so I'm only assuming here.
Yeah.
They probably had a lot of Cold War bits. And what does that do for somebody on the other side of the wall?
He's the asshole Mandarin
that America draws beating the hell out of.
Vietnam, like, that's your greatest fucking adversary.
This is already wonderful.
Okay, yeah, but...
And now you have nothing. They had to rewrite his whole origins to make it in the Middle East in the movies.
That's one storyline versus
that's the main storyline that they even went with for the movies. They just made them into... You know, quote unquote Arabs.
The Mandarin is a global arms dealer. It doesn't have anything to do with
yeah, but
nationalism,
how he became, well, yeah,
which is
he's
what
a, he's
Captain
a, he's an
America
Asian architect,
is.
I'm just saying that they're just as guilty.
He's a rogue terrorist, not a nation. He's not.
But they.
He's, not
he's supposed
to
be a physical manifestation of Charlie. Like, let's be serious here. Like, I'm just saying that they're just as guilty of it. I'm not taking away the validity of either. I'm just saying you can't knock down Cap on the basis of, oh, well, he punched Hitler in the face. This is one episode. He's got, you know, Red Skull, Crossbones.
You're twisting the argument now because I'm saying. It's not just punching Hitler in the face. It's the entire history of this guy.
Yeah.
That he is so, you know, such a kind of an analog for the times and written from an American point of view as you really kind of have to with this character. To the extent that he's not universally likable. Because a lot of people have been
but he's
on the other side of these crises that he's been trying to solve, and that's all I'm saying is that so that was what
but you got to keep in mind again too, he did step away and he literally said, fuck you America, I'm becoming nomad, like I'm of no nation, because the writers at the time, like he very much became again. You know, at a time where they didn't feel, the writers didn't feel that America was in the right, he stepped away. And so, while there's validity to your argument, yeah, absolutely. I think that a Canadian in 1941 could look at a Captain America comic book and go, or someone from the UK, or any of the allied nations could look at that and be like, fuck yeah, punch that fucking Nazi motherfucker in the face, right? Like, hell, even Germans could say that. Like, you know, let's be serious, you know? But there's validity to that argument, I suppose. I'm both, whatever.
Let's
do it.
That's wonderful. We're going to go to the questions here.
These are two characters that neither of us are that excited about in the comic book. Well, you as a child were very pro Iron Man. I was like on the fence about Cap. Like I read Cap, in between like the Hulk and Batman and Spider-Man and shit. But in any case, I had lots of Cap toys, so maybe that's why I know a lot about him reading the back of the boxes.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Iron Man. First question. How long do you think you can continue to hide your substance abuse problem with drinking on film?
I've
only had two drinks on film. Once in Iron Man 1 and once in The Avengers.
Yeah, but he's looked pretty sloshed. Like, let's be honest.
That's
dude.
How long can you? How
I think
long can you
I think it's
it
the
secret?
Cocaine more than anything.
Do you think the films are ever going to touch on his alcohol abuse?
And I don't. Gosh, that's kind of. It'd be a tough thing to force Robert Downey to do on screen. Just have a drink.
Just one,
it's for
Robert.
The character.
He would probably be down with that. That sounds like an awesome day at work. Like if my boss was just feeding me booze all day and just videotaping me.
that sounds the opposite of what happened to him on A Scanner Darkly.
And also, it might be real subject matter for him, right? Because obviously he has had substance abuse problems in real life, so very much kind of a parable for we jokingly call all the Iron Man movies Robert Downey Jr. 1, Robert Downey Jr. 2. So
no, but it's very true. And it's something to me that I thought was always very important to the character, which bothered me that Disney never full-on addressed. And I think it's very relatable that a superhero has a substance abuse problem.
Yeah, but even in the time when they addressed it in the comics, it was taboo. Like, there were other people who had it, but it had comics like that, like Green Arrow with the heroin addiction.
That does actually bring up something else that I like about the character that I didn't really mention. That kind of builds on what I was already saying, and that to some extent there is an internal struggle, like there is with most heroes.
Of course.
But his is a very human one. It's not like not everybody can relate to the fact that Batman's parents got shot. It's like not everybody's parents have been shot. And that's, you know, that's his baggage. And
I
so
think
it's
everyone
like
can relate to revenge though.
But just like relating to this character, it's like as much as you want to think like I understand what Batman is going through. Like if you said that to Batman, he would say, "Fuck you. Fuck you, you don't. My parents are dead."
And well, Tony would say, "So are mine."
But get over it. But he doesn't.
You need to get yourself a Pepper Potts to run your shit. That's what you need.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't really reflect. He doesn't really reflect this baggage.
In
both the comics and it's like. So I have a drink every so often. Like that's my bit. You know, there's.
You know what would have been great?
Did he only have one in the Avengers?
He had one when he was with Loki.
And they're
in the
all
building.
They're all a little bit tipsy because of the Thor beverage in number two in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
So they're having a good time trying to lift up Thor's hammer.
What I thought would also now with the whole cinematic universe, I always thought it would also be kind of funny too if he actually had. Hi, I'm Iron. Like in the Iron Man suit, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Iron Man, and I'm an alcoholic."
That would be great,
right? And then you
or
have
just shows up at the AA meeting,
and what? And like Thor's buddy with the big old beard is there as well, and they're just at like superhero AA. Why the fuck they haven't done that yet? I don't know.
Yeah, but no, none of those guys would ever admit to having a problem because the rebels. There must be rebels.
You know? Quick little question to add to that. It's a little part B to that question. Is Tony, what's your favorite drink?
He seems like a gin and tonic man to me.
Yeah,
wouldn't you say?
That's
he's a little bit of a dandy, but he still likes it pretty. You know, he's not putting an umbrella in it. You know, like he's
something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm thinking even comic book Tony Stark, because I guess movie Tony Stark, his favorite drink is everything.
Yeah.
And that's why he can't drink.
Just keep it away from me.
Everything in the largest quantity. Yeah.
That was a wonderful answer. I award you 2 points. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Mr. Rogers. Who would you give the shield to? Falcon or Bucky?
I can pick this not in relation to the comics.
Not in relation
to
the comics.
Or in the movies.
Just
like coming up after, if the Civil War storyline plays out in a similar fashion, that's what you're asking me.
Yes. Okay. Who would you give the shield to?
I don't think I'd leave that letter saying, "Hey, Tony, give my shit to Bucky." I think I'd go with Sam. Yeah, I go Falcon. I think, especially in the cinematic universe, he's been just as good of a friend, if not more so, you know. And I think that there's something to that. Obviously, like when because he has his own set of skills. That being said, like oh fuck, that's a hard one because Bucky doesn't age much, or at least he ages slowly, like fucking Cap to a certain extent, right? So it's hard. Although I guess Cap was frozen, but you know, whatever. Ice Cube. That's how they found Cap. It was like Avengers issue 4. Tony was like, "I need some ice for my fucking drink." Like, land this shit.
Yeah,
and like, they chip it.
and they find him, and they're like, "Who is it?" Like, it's Captain
I don't care.
America.
I just need a fucking. Scotch.
Chisel his nose and give me a drink, Hulk.
What the fuck?
So who you got? Falcon?
I'm going Falcon. I like the character more. I'm going to get a whole bunch of tweets, angry tweets about that. Like, fuck you, Bucky's wicked Winter Soldier, motherfucker. But I want the Winter Soldier to stay around. I think the Winter Soldier can, you know, continue on and do his thing. I think Falcon taking up the mantle, I think he is more, he has a similar both skill set and mindset to, am I supposed to pretend that I'm Steve Rogers?
Absolutely.
To me?
yes, Steven.
And, you could trust him to carry on the ideals, you know. I think that much of the story as we know it could play out in the same fashion. And, you know, who doesn't want to see, again, like the comics, like Black Captain America with wings?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome.
And it'd also be good
everything that I want to see.
And he would be pretty much the first major black superhero on film.
Well,
like, really like a
Black Panther,
leader.
Blade.
Okay, Blade.
Yeah.
Great, good argument there.
Yeah.
I still award you 2 points for that.
Yeah.
Tony.
Thank you.
Question. Can you pee in the suit? And if so, do you use said urine to warm up the suit?
I think you can absolutely pee in the suit.
Let's just say, you know, Tony's flying around or Iron Man's flying around. He goes to the Arctic and, he takes a piss. Is that urine also going to give some insulation to the suit?
I think what you should have asked is, do you take a pee in the suit into the same device that gives you a blowjob in the suit while you're flying around fighting crime? And the answer to that question is yes. Yes, you do.
Wonderful.
I'd never get out of that suit. I'd just stay in that thing. It's got one of those like rubber porn star mouths on it or something. explain to me how this device works. I'm more interested in that than each question.
As am I. I didn't even know there was a blowjob button in the suit.
Of course there's a button in the suit.
Imagine he fucks up like which command or like which button and he's just like, he's trying to pee and it's just like.
I guess it's going to come out of him either way. Huh?
Just starts going nuts on you down there.
Oh, wonderful. 2 points. All right, Cap.
I hope this isn't... You've given him joke questions. You give me serious questions.
I got a two-parter for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie since you've been defrosted?
Okay.
And the second question to that is, what's your favorite modern band and artist since being defrosted?
Okay.
It's a two-parter.
Fuck, man, because they discuss some shit in both the books and in the movies, and I can't fucking remember.
There were some things written down in his notebook.
In
Winter Soldier.
But I'm going to go off the...
Do it.
Yeah, I'm going off the reservation here. I think that his favorite movie, or my favorite movie, is probably Frozen, just because he can relate, and it's got some wonderful music in it. Yeah, no.
And it's also Disney.
Yeah, and it's also Disney, so we're funneling money back in. No, fuck, man, that's a hard one. I'm gonna say his favorite movie is the what year did it come out? The 1990 Captain America with the giant helmet, or no? Because in that one he's becoming Deadpool in my example. He breaks the fourth wall and it's totally meta, as he keeps saying. I love that. Oh, he breaks the fourth wall and he's totally meta. Like every fucking person that talks about every review uses that exact same line in it. But in any case, yeah, the 1990 Captain America, because he's just like, oh, fuck, why didn't I ever think of that? That's so awesome. I just keep beating people up and taking their shit. And then favorite band, totally Van Halen, because he just likes the Mad Licks, and they do some wicked covers of classic music, so it's, you know, it's an easy transition, and Eddie is the man.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's that.
I'll give you 2 points for that, sure.
Hagar era, Roth era.
Roth era, yeah.
Van Halen, not Van Hagar. Come on now.
Yeah, no, Van Halen for sure.
Tony.
Good years.
Yeah, Hagar had some good,
Tony,
good stuff.
Mr. Stark, is War Machine a strong successor for you? Like if you were to give it all up, Would you give it to War Machine? And if so, do you think he can do the job?
And is his blowjob machine any more, you know,
I'd say, I would have to say it's a bit bigger. Look at his guns are bigger.
Yeah,
blowjob machines.
Everything's bigger.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of guns.
He can set the blowjob machine to fat chick. Just
kidding. I was trying to smoke. I mean,
I feel like the suit could always use a couple more guns, right? I mean, that's always, you know, maybe that's one point against Iron Man, is that War Machine does exist.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But Tony's got that
pretty cool.
Yeah. But Tony likes the look, too. He likes to look good, whereas War Machine's just put more shit on me, you know? So I understand, like, Tony likes the, nice cut suits.
And he doesn't, yeah. He doesn't want to kill anybody, right? So he's got the, bomb things that are just really going to neutralize.
Yeah, he's got that little missile that does all that crazy damage. You know, it's pretty wicked. Plus, his suits keep changing. What's the white one again? That one's fucking weird looking, but cool. It just like stays on his skin or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's so badass. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Good on you.
Yeah.
War Machine is great. I mean, it's the suit that's doing the work, right? I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't even really matter. It's like, if he dies, just like, you know, leave a note. Just somebody want the suit? Like, anybody?
So you don't feel that the actor in the film, Don Cheadle, is a strong enough personality?
Oh, no. He's great. He's perfect. He's perfect. All I'm saying is that you slap anyone in that thing and they're a superhero. Doesn't even. Pepper Potts. She was a hero.
Yeah.
Quick side question to that one. Who was better as War Machine, Terrence Howard or Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle.
Some people have different opinion. Brandon, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you on that.
You could put pretty much, like, you know, 3/4 of Hollywood, like, who's better, this person or Don Cheadle? And, you know, I would have the same response.
Miles Davis, like, man. He's going to
put my hands up.
The movie's going to kill it. Okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
Steven, what kind of porn do you spank it to? Classic pinup or modern porn?
Classic pinup. Oh, you're talking about Captain America?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, classic pinup. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You haven't seen this. There's porn that is out now that you didn't even know that sexual acts existed like that in your fucking 40s.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not into the idea of Captain America. I feel like his mindset is very respectful and honorable and all this shit. So I don't think he's going to be like, you know.
But there's nothing
look at
more.
That gaping stuff. And
there's nothing. Hey, but
I was just thinking about gapes. That's funny.
But there is nothing more American than hardcore porn.
No, totally. But that being said, you know, it just there's something that's just so alluring about like a good 1940s ankle. You know, it's just like
he'll defend
get some done
to the death. You're right to watch. Hardcore gaping porno, but he's
yeah.
He'll fight to the damn death. but that doesn't mean that
he enjoys it. Yeah,
he
doesn't need to see any double anal or anything like that. That's
I don't know if I'm going to give you the point there, man.
No, fuck you.
All right, I'll get the point.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. just swear at
fuck
me.
Fuck
you,
retracted.
Talk dirty to me, and I'll give you the point. So this will be the last question before we take a break and go into closing arguments. This is for the both of you. Tony will go first. What is your number one secret weapon?
Pepper.
A little bit of pepper?
Yeah, I guess Gwyneth Paltrow. It's the secret weapon. No, I mean, the secret weapon is the hands of the shoelaces. It's not that big of a secret, but it works.
Okay. Cat?
You know.
I disagree. I was serious when I said pepper. You know, like he...
I was serious when I said hand lasers.
Okay.
So
there you go.
What is your number one secret weapon, Cap?
Was that the same question that you asked him?
It was for both of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I spaced out there. I was thinking about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who doesn't?
Obviously his shield is a huge thing, you know, although I know like a handful of people have broken it, but like fucking Thanos, like he's not coming for every battle, and Thor, but he fixed that shit, so No worries there. I don't know. Who else? Did Tony break it? No. Tony fixes it. Whatever. Who fucking cares? Again, like, unless he's fighting someone like Taskmaster or something like that that just knows what you're going to fucking do already and you're fucked. Sorry. It's kind of a dud answer, but I answered the same thing twice, basically.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You guys want to take a break? We'll come back with final arguments.
So I take it I didn't get any points for that?
You got nothing.
Fuck you.
Okay, here's
that
two.
Didn't work.
the tide is even.
Okay.
And when we come back with closing arguments, and we'll see who the winner is.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Okay, so our month-long celebration of comic book films has reached the halfway point, and I wanted to let you know what's still coming in the weeks ahead. So next week, you'll actually get two episodes of Mermel. Wednesday will be our talk on the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then on Sunday, you'll hear our discussion on our hopes for the huge slate of Justice League films that will take us right through to 2020. We're also going to have a little fun pinning old Marvel and old DC properties head-to-head. So we'll see you next week for that twice. Then everything comes to a close with our talk on the Man of Steel, Superman himself. And I'm really looking forward to that one.
Thank you again for joining us for the great debate between Captain America and Tony Stark, Iron Man himself. So far, it is it's a tie game. Both have done a pretty good job. Went in the penalty box a couple times, swore at me, got some extra points. It's been great. But now we're going to begin our closing arguments. Mr. Tony Stark, how are you better?
In just pretty well every way. I don't know. Like, all of the ways.
You have a blowjob switch in your
suit,
too.
It's... I don't know. I mean, I don't think... You know, granted, the questions weren't really focused there, but, I mean, I don't know what you're... You know, I don't accept your argument against the fact that he is just kind of a bit of a propaganda piece in that he really just kind of rails against whatever America doesn't like at the time, regardless of whether that fight is something that's representative of a universal struggle. It's got the face of whoever America doesn't like at the time, and that really isn't the case with Tony Stark as Iron Man, on a large scale. I mean, you can bring up the Mandarin as one example, and he's not even really Vietnamese. He's Chinese, isn't he? You know, that's what Mandarin is. I don't know. Just a guess. But, another thing that I really like about him is that same kind of Batman appeal where,
I knew that was coming.
This isn't a guy with powers. This is just a dude. This is just what a dude can do, you know? Whereas Captain America, it's like, you know, you want to be as powerful as Captain America? You got to find some secret needle shots and take them to your arm. And then hopefully you don't die like the rest of the...
The rest of the body.
All of those failed experiments that preceded
don't look behind
Captain
the
America. But... he's not representative of what every person can be, even if they try to sell you that by saying, like, you know, maybe they'll have a comic book where Captain America doesn't succeed and he needs the help of regular people, like regular folk.
Well,
like
you did have a sidekick, Bucky Barnes, and that was a child, and then you found out later he was an assassin, and he was actually like a 16-year-old trained assassin that was like killing people when Captain would leave. He'd like leave, and then the Cap would be like, "Great job, Bucky. Thanks. I'm just going to take a piss." Bang.
It's still not the hero himself, you know. And so it's like, that stuff is really just to try and bring it back in. To give you something to feel good about this one time, but every other time he wins because he's got powers, and that's why he's able to overcome these odds. It's not because he's pure of heart. It's because he's impure of blood. He's got a lot of stuff pumped in there.
Okay,
so it's like, you know, it's kind of like where
he's juicing,
where you know, Tony Stark. It's like, like a, I hesitate to say it because he's not even really, you know, rest his soul, but he's not really good at technology, but like a Jobsian kind of fellow, like a Steve Jobs. Whereas Captain America is like
a Bill Gates,
or like something. A Mark McGuire. Like, take a bunch of steroids, kids. You can crank homers.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you do that. It's like it seems like it's not a great lesson in the end, is it?
But Tony's like Wade Boggs. Just get on a plane and drink like 37 beers.
Captain America takes drugs to win. Tony Stark takes drugs to have. To let loose every once in a while, and that's the example that we should be giving to our children, future generations.
Take drugs to party.
Don't do drugs to better yourself.
Do drugs to worsen yourself.
In closing, take drugs to have fun. Thank you. This has been Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Wonderful. That was a wonderful closing statement, Mr. Stark. Mr. Rogers, please, closing argument.
Okay, we keep harping on this fucking, like, Cap is the epitome of America and all this shit, and I knew the Batman thing was going to come up sooner or later, because you're playing with my fucking emotions towards Batman here. But we'll get into I don't think I'll have time, but there are a lot of commonalities in the emotional response that you get between a Cap and between a Batman, more so because, again, they have the moral struggle, and you say that he's a character that is... you know, just in line with America, and that Tony Stark isn't. You know, the movie that is preceding this debate, why we're doing this, why everyone in the world is so fucking excited about Cap, the next Cap movie, is because it's the Civil War storyline. And I can't... Who's on the side of America in that one? Oh, yeah, fucking Iron Man. So... and Cap gets fucking shot, by the way, and dies in that, so kind of. And no one fucking dies. But...
he's doing a job. He's not wearing it on his back. All right, so continue.
Well, no, he is doing it. He's wearing it on his back. He wants all the fuck. He gets fucking Peter Parker nearly fucking killed, and whatever. In any case, and like I said before, Cap, it doesn't matter what side you're on. He just doesn't like bullies. That's why he doesn't like fucking Nixon. He doesn't like Reagan. He doesn't like
Hitler.
He doesn't. You know, there's. That's the case, you know. And obviously in the later comics, Captain America, yeah, his name has America in it. But, you know, he's not in line with America in terms of he's what America is supposed to be. And that's why it works. And that's why, you know, as much as it's an American comic book, but there is an element for everyone there, because you look at America as a society is supposed to be like the pinnacle of Western society, as they say, you know, and they should be striving the whole, you know, all of us to be more like Cap, in a lot of ways, juice, so you can hit home runs,
America,
and just be nice to each other. And don't fucking like bullying.
All hard when you're on juice.
Yeah. he's such a transcendental character that, you know, he's the first Marvel character to get a film or a TV show, technically kind of a TV show. It was shot all at once, but it like was a mini series. He has some of the best villains outside of X-Men, like, let's be honest, like Red Skull, MODOK, fucking which I know MODOK we share, like Crossbones, fucking Nuke, fucking I'm missing Taskmaster, I already said. Like, he's got a lot of cool ones that spiral out and fuck up the other heroes, you know what I mean? So absolutely, as they stepped away from the propaganda machine and started to make him a real character, he became something really special. And he as much as he's not my favorite, and neither is Tony, Robert Downey Jr., he means something, and it doesn't mean America. It doesn't, you know, has nothing to do with throwing the shield or any of this other shit. It's all about just
morality?
Like just doing the right thing regardless. Like, okay, I'm an American soldier, but fuck it, you guys are wrong. Or whatever the situation. And I think that's important, you know.
Great. Mm. Awesome. Well, boys, I'm going to have to call this a tie. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to leave this decision up to our listeners.
Blowjob suits for everyone.
Hey, fuck you, I won, right? Does that still work?
Yeah, fuck you
as
well.
Is that just for points?
So tied. Wonderful. I had fun.
Yeah, that was great. Good question, sir. I had fun. I'm going to hand the show over to people more often because then I can just chill out and yell at folk.
I'm not trying to start up the argument again here, but I would like to point out that, I mean, American culture between the ages of like 8 and 25 were probably also very anti-Reagan and anti-Nixon. And I think really, are they not just playing a demographic there? It's like, this is what America wants. Between this specific focus,
well, Reagan had pretty good approval ratings.
Yeah, not among the young. Certainly not among the young.
Well, they like Nancy.
He had a strong approval rating he had a strong approval rating from all of like the children of the Cold War era who saw it as, you know, something that was frightening, whereas the younger generation saw it as what it was, just stupid. Build more bombs to not get hit.
Okay.
By bombs.
Well, the Nomad storyline is after all of that shit.
Yeah.
And so is the fact that he literally just walks away. He comes back to life. They all know, hey, Steve, you're back. Oh, yeah, I was just fucking time traveling.
Do you know when Nomad was introduced? Because I'm sure you could probably even tie that to something from
the 90s.
I was going to say it was around 91, 92.
Yeah.
He went Nomad, I think, when the 90s movie came out?
Might have been.
It was like in and around there.
That was fucking terrible. I would stop being Captain America too.
You ever beat up Saddam Hussein?
Nah.
No, they never. He never tackled
Middle East.
He believed in peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I respect that.
How does he feel about the Second Amendment? Right.
Well, he doesn't bear a gun, so he wants you to be like him. So he doesn't. Except for in 1944, he had a gun.
All right.
That's when guns were safe.
Yeah. But he has a shield. Like, his thing is defense.
I just feel that for like the adaptation between the two, like from print onto film, Steve Rogers finally
almost
got his
the same.
Finally,
almost the same, yeah.
Finally got his justice
in
this iteration. And I just feel that I personally
feel... And Bucky,
feel,
too.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And Falcon. Like,
they killed
very, very close.
Very close. The only thing with Falcon was...
At least our childhood.
Yeah. Instead of giving him a real bird, they gave him, like, the robot thing, which I think they did was a very, very modern, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of would like if he had the ability to, like...
Talk to birds?
Yeah. So he could, like, get them to go and look at shit for him, you know?
That would be pretty sweet.
Like, go tell me what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
But I just feel with
I'm going to chill here. You do a reconnaissance mission for me, you Blue Jays.
I just feel
we're back in spring training.
They're missing a big. I just feel that they're missing a boat that is very relatable to people that are suffer from alcoholism.
Yeah.
A character that they can relate to.
Yeah. Tony is a character that you already have such an emotional investment in that you'd be willing to cheer him along, especially if there was a surrogate comedy to it, like a Spider-Man, for example.
Or, again, like, you have him... RDJ is... Oh, sorry. He's always going to be the same character. You know what I mean? And I think you're still going to get a good, quick humor out of him, regardless of drinking or not.
I think it's just... in my opinion, the reason why I don't really have any kind of... Why I just joke about it when it comes to... Is because I really just don't see it as being necessary.
No, it's not
because,
a problem.
Because a superhero's problems are allegorical. It's not it's not as if, you know, Superman is, you know, is weak to kryptonite because he's, you know, they put through that in, you know, for all the kids that have a kryptonite allergy. It's not like it's a metaphor for, you know, for just whatever makes you weak.
Yeah.
And there just isn't a necessity to bring a substance abuse problem into it, because it's like, all of this is a metaphor for you getting through your substance abuse problem. Like,
yeah.
And so if they say it outright, it's all of a sudden like, wait, all of those other things weren't about my substance abuse problem. Okay. Then I don't identify with any of these heroes anymore.
Yeah. I see your point.
Like it just, yeah, I don't know.
Playing it low key does add, not low key, low key does add a little bit of something to it. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Unless Loki comes in with, you know, a couple of six packs.
And you get shammered with him.
Yeah, exactly. Unless he finds out that it's just like an image, like Loki's just faking it, so Tony's just trying to grab at the bottles and getting more and more upset. Like, they're not actually here, you know.
I know we're short on time, but do you think Captain had to Iron Man had to put an ignition interlock in at any point? You think he had to do like a breathalyzer before he'd use it or something?
you probably, man.
Oh, that would be amazing.
He's court orders in the suit, and there's just one of those little like ankle things strapped to him.
It's just going off like crazy.
Or just like face down on a bar with like the lights off on the eyes, you know, just. But yeah, I feel just like I just really think that in the films, they're really missing a big boat by not really. Like, I really think maybe Iron Man 3 should have started off with them addressing his alcoholism. And even if he had a couple of drinks in certain movies. No, but I mean, like, actually him, like, dealing with it.
Mm.
Kind of going, like, not necessarily, like, he's in AA.
Yeah.
Like that scene I was saying. But, like, he's, you see him, like, doing some of the steps. And I just think it would be interesting. It's a very real
being
it's
clean.
A very real thing about his character that they're not addressing. You know what I mean? I almost feel as if it's like,
well, when he's talking to Favreau, he pulls the fucking bottle of wine out of the cellar and leaves the phone there. So presumably he's going to take down that whole thing by the time Pepper gets home. That's why he ordered the giant bear with tits or the rabbit with tits.
You know, it's all right with me if he's a functional alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and painkiller abuser. Like, that's fine if so long as he still is getting his work done.
Yeah.
And even as far as I know, even during those eras where it was addressed, he kind of is. He's
still functional.
His personal life is suffering, and it's like that. Okay, you're no less a hero in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all that ever happens is he loses all his money and has to get it back.
Yeah,
that's all that ever really comes of it. True. Which for Tony Stark, he's like one of the smartest men in the world.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is strange they haven't addressed it, given I'm sure Robert Downey's ends at the Betty Ford Clinic. He could probably get a camera crew in there.
Yeah.
He's got like,
well, he's clean now. He's been clean for years. Guys. He's got two kids and stuff. No, is it two? He has two? Or
yeah, two. At least,
yeah. But
he had one, I think, just last year.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Mr. Arbitrator?
No, I thought it was a nice, clean debate. Not too much cussing at each other. Only at the arbitrator, which is allowed for extra points.
Okay.
No, overall, I thought it was good.
Yeah, thanks. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun episode.
All right. Remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation. We want to continue it on with you. And clearly, we do, because we finished the debate 20 minutes ago in this episode, and then we continue talking about it. So reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at NotBrandonFleet. You guys want to offer up your Twitters?
I'm at Ant East.
At YR_homeboy, but I don't tweet enough. Sorry, guys. I'm working on it.
He's working on it. Okay. And also, you can, if you want to get in touch with Devin, you can also, or any of us, you can also use the at Mermel Podcast, at MRML Podcast, and I'll force him to reply to you. So if you're watching us on YouTube, remember you can check us out in full episode form on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud. We're actually available on TuneIn Radio now, and pretty much any podcatcher that you use. And if you don't find us on your choice player, whatever that is, get in touch with us and we'll rectify said situation for you. You can also find us on our SoundCloud and anywhere. Just listen to us. Do it. Perfect. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you very much. And you can find clips on YouTube of all of our, you know, rantings and weirdness. And I'm going to get that up to date. Both Devin and I are going to push out some over the next week or so, get everything back up to date, because I know we've been lagging a little bit on that, and I do apologize. So we're going to put a little bit of time into it. Maybe I'll enlist East's help as well, seeing as he's here, to get some more content on YouTube. So follow us, because there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff coming out there. And I think that's about it. So thanks for hanging out with us. What the hell is their plane called, by the way? Because I know X-Men is the Blackbird. What the hell is their plane called? It's got some stupid name.
The Avenging Wing.
Yeah, the Avenge Wing. We'll just insert the correct name after. We'll put it in the show notes and apologize to the world for the gonzo porn question.
You'd be wicked if it's called Lady Bird. From
Lady Bird!